Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Dolan?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
All members present?
All right, since we have a quorum, I call the meeting of the video session of the Illinois Gaming Board into open session on January 9, 2018. First item is approval of the open session minutes from the last meeting of November. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of November 16, 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. I have no report or comments. Any of the board members?
No.
Mr. Administrator?
I don't have any comments other than to tell you we currently have 6,367 locations that are operating 28,346 machines.
It's a lot of growth in a short time. All right. Thank you, staff, for keeping up with that very high level of growth in this particular industry. A public commentary. Mr. Fernandez?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Ostrowski, Mr. Lorenzini, Ms. Bautista, and the rest of the staff. As indicated on the agenda, my name is Ivan Fernandez, and I am the Executive Director of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association, or the IGMOA, which is a mouthful, and it takes me a while to spit it out, a position that I've held for about 6 months now. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you this morning. Being a newcomer to this industry, I wanted the opportunity to not only tell you a little bit about the association itself, but to introduce myself formally to the board. And again, I'll be brief and respectful of your time, but again, thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
The IGMOA is a nonprofit organization. We have currently 38 members, most of which are terminal operators, but also includes all the major manufacturers, distributors, and suppliers. And we're proud to say that we represent most of the VGTs that are out in the market today. The IGMOA was also a founding member of the Illinois Alliance on Problem Gambling. Our organization is committed to increasing public awareness about potential dangers of problem gambling, about preventing underage play, and to developing new tools to assist problem gamblers. We understand that these are critical issues for our industry, and we are committed to be a part of the solution. We're also committed to preserving the integrity of video gaming in Illinois. As you know, the legislature modeled the Video Gaming Act after the Illinois Liquor Control Act, Illinois' original tiered regulatory scheme. And that's where my history comes into play. For 21 years prior to taking this position, I worked as a state regulator at the Illinois Liquor Control Commission. Due to that experience, I am very familiar and a strong proponent of a tiered regulatory system. The tiers, checks and balances provide incentives for everyone to work together while it ensures public confidence in the integrity and legitimacy of our industry. The remarkable success of the video gaming industry over the past 5 years illustrates that the tiered regulatory system works and is deserving of our protection. To that end, the IGMOA is committed to providing our continued assistance. The only other thing that I want to say before I conclude is that I just want to acknowledge that, as was the case while I was in state government and colleagues with the gentleman on the dais today, during the past few months, as I try to figure out what I'm doing and where I'm going, I've called and sought their assistance of both the Administrator Ostrowski and Mr. Lorenzini and a few other members of your staff. And I just want to tell them that I sincerely appreciate their willingness to assist me and my members as I guide my way through this. They are always professional, and I look forward to continuing our work together. And I just want to commend them to the board. In closing, I want to emphasize the fact that the IGMOA's members possess extensive knowledge relating to all aspects of video gaming, and we hope that the board will continue to see us as a valuable resource, and we will look forward to working together to improve our industry. And as I said, I will be brief. Thank you for your time and attention, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Well, same here. Thank you, Mr. Fernandez.
Thank you.
All right. I take it there are no board policy items?
No.
Manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licensee items. License renewals. AGS.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Ostrowski, Councilman Rossini, Ms. Bautista, Ed Winkowski, the law firm of Greenberg Burrow. I'm appearing now on behalf of AGS LLC to respectfully request a renewal of their manufacturer, distributor, and supplier's license.
Are there any questions? If not, is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licenses of AGS LLC for a period of 1 year, expiring in January of 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. You're four for five, 5-0 today or something like that. All right, Illinois Rewards, supplier license renewal.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski, Mr. Lorenzini.
Good morning.
Donna Moore on behalf of Illinois Rewards seeking renewal of its supplier's license.
Any questions from Ms. Moore? If not, is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the supplier license of Illinois Rewards, Inc., DBA Reward Suites for a period of 1 year, retroactive to December 2017 and expiring in December 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Terminal operators, initial licenses, Lucky Green Gaming, Inc. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the terminal operator license application of Lucky Green Gaming, Inc., since it has failed to demonstrate its qualification and suitability for licensure, and to authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial.
And that is a staff's recommendation?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Royal Entertainment. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Royal Entertainment LLC for a term of 1 year, expiring in January 2019, as the applicant has demonstrated his qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Eureka Entertainment, LLC. Is there a motion?
Nope.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'll wait until you make your motion.
Good morning again.
I'd like to say a few words.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on the applicant's request, I move that the board table consideration of the terminal operator license application of Eureka Entertainment LLC until the board's next regular meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
And Ms. Moore, would you?
Thanks. I just wasn't sure what was going to go on.
So you were intending to speak on in support of your a request that this be delayed?
Exactly.
It's my understanding that the application in this case is incomplete.
That's correct.
And that the staff has already accommodated Eureka in allowing them to file a different form than what was originally requested. But that that is not satisfactory to the applicant. Did you care to have this opportunity to explain why you think we should be doing something different here?
Well, two things. One, We just had interviews scheduled, so we're actually, the principals of the company are being interviewed on Thursday this week. And so I think there are probably some questions that need to go to the principals of the company. But I think respectfully, and we have some enlightening discussions, I think it's a question of limited partnerships, and particularly as limited partnerships apply in equity funds, and the breadth of information that is submitted without any indication that information additional than what the statute requires need to be submitted. So I think it's literally an interpretation question. We've submitted our interpretation, and I don't know that one way or the other we've reached an impasse, but that's why I've suggested that until the principals get interviewed, any discussion of the application would be premature. So we're doing that this week, Thursday, with your folks, and hopefully then we'll be back in front of you at a future meeting.
Well, I can tell you that staff strongly disagrees with your interpretation on this particular issue. And if there is, you know, any authority that you have to the that would support your position, you should submit it post haste.
Well, we have submitted. You know, I think the statute is very specific when it talks about different types of entities, whether you're talking about a corporation, a partnership, limited partnership, or an LLC. And we know this because back in 2009, when the statute only said corporations or partnerships, we had a lot of applicants who were LLCs. And the message that we got from the board was an LLC is not a corporation or a partnership. An LLC is a specific, unique form of entity, and we can't have LLCs because the statute doesn't say that. So when in my interpretation, when you look at the statute and it says this is for corporations, this is for partnerships, this is now for LLCs because the statute had to get amended, then I think it's very specific about what has to get disclosed for each type of entity. And barring some inkling that there is a problem with what is disclosed in terms of a name or something that piques everybody's interest, my interpretation is that the information that we have provided thus far complies with everything in the statute. We've given information above and beyond what the statute requires for a limited partnership. And so I realize that we disagree. I look forward to a few more discussions, but I also think it would be helpful to actually interview the principals and get their take on it as well and get some more information about, you know, equity funds are, not a new animal, but certainly not contemplated as the statute and rules were currently written. So I think it's just some uncharted territory. And we look to, there's nothing nefarious about anything. It is just a question of, information that's being provided and whether we provided the necessary and requisite information. So in terms of the question of forms, certain forms apply to corporations and not to limited partnerships.
Right, so it's obviously an issue of disclosure, and the staff concern is that under your interpretation, there's far less disclosure relative to the LP in this case than there would be if it had been a corporation.
Well, it's not that there's far less. It's if you have a limited partnership, the statute says that you provide the name and address of all of 1% or greater limited partners, which we have provided. And then there's different rules for ownership if it's in a corporation or a privately held corporation. So we're just trying to navigate in how we interpret what the statute says, how we interpret what the rules say. And even given that, as you know, we have provided a breadth of information on the individual entities who are limited partners in some of the funds.
What would be the problem with your client actually providing the type of disclosure that would be required if it were a corporation?
Well, I don't necessarily think the problem is, I think we're trying to comply with the statute, and I think those are some of the questions for the principals when they get interviewed, and that's one of the reasons why, when we saw this on the agenda, we thought it was just a bit premature, because obviously, when you all go through an investigation, there are lots of questions. And until you get a completed report in front of you from the agents who are doing all the information background, who are doing the interviews, we thought it was premature to consider it without having all the information, and in particular, without having the interviews.
Very good. Any other questions?
It just appears to me that, and I want to make sure I heard you correctly, that all you provided regarding these individuals is the name and address, and you're saying the statute only requires that?
That's what the statute requires. We provided probably hundreds of pages more than that.
Okay, because we're so regulated, so it's important that we get as much information and be able to investigate in any way that we feel fit, correct?
Right. No, we've provided, in my opinion, a breadth of information about all the entities and individuals, well more than what we think the statute provides. But even regardless of that, because we appreciate and we're not, we're trying to be as transparent as possible, we provided a lot more information. And so we think that those two things combined should make you comfortable with, A, the amount of disclosure, and B, you know, the entities that you would potentially be permitting to invest, albeit indirectly, in an Illinois licensee.
Well, I would think that maybe providing as much information as possible, you're saying you've provided a lot, but there seems to be a gap between what you provided and what we think we need.
I'm not sure there is a gap. I think there's the difference is whether it came via a form versus a letter.
All right, we're tabling it today. We'll wait and hear. So hopefully we'll get more information and we can render a decision. Thank you.
Any other board member questions or staff questions? Ms. Moore? Thank you very much for answering our questions. All right, license renewals. Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a term of 1 year expiring in January 2019. Andy's Video Gaming Company, Heck Gaming LLC, Illinois Gaming Systems LLC, Illinois Gold Rush Inc., Illinois Video Slot Management Corp., J&J Ventures Gaming LLC, J. Hay Enterprises LLC, Midwest SRO LLC, Quad Gaming Inc., and Spiro Gaming Inc.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Is there a second motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I additionally move that the board renew the terminal operator licenses of Jackpot Video Gaming, Inc. and Springfield Gaming, LLC for a term of 1 year, retroactive to December 2017 and expiring in December 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Technicians and terminal handlers, initial licenses, approvals, and denials.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month staff provided you with a number of applications for terminal handler licenses. Based on our review of those applications, we are recommending that the board issue 60 terminal handler licenses and also recommend that the board authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to 14 terminal handler applicants.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move the board approve 60 terminal handler licenses applications and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Nicholas Zarara, Walter Sibley, Jonathan Robinson, Andrew Galato, Kia Case Williams, Jeffrey A. Carrier, Stephen Hinkleman, Anthony Curtail, Caleb Dwayne Waters, Darnell Beverly, Todd Nelson, Daniel Whitby, Willie Cologne, and Mark L. Craig.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. License renewals and non-renewals, second motion.
Mr. Chairman, staff also requests the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in December and January of 2017. In our compliance with the Video Gaming Act, the board rules and have properly updated applications and paid their annual fees on time.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in December and January 2017 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and remain in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Video gaming establishment applications, initial licenses, approvals, and denials. Mr. Lorenzini.
Could I have a second?
Sure.
If we can go back to the last motion, if we may, and make a slight suggested correction, it should be December 2016 and not 17.
That's the way I read it, or interpreted it, but is there a motion to amend the motion to add the year 2016 after December?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Who seconded that prior motion? Was it you also?
Yes.
So you accept the amendment?
Yes, I do.
All right, all in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries. The motion to amend carries unanimously.
Thank you. So moving on, staff has provided you this month a number of video gaming establishment applications to consider, and we are recommending that the board approve 119 establishment licenses and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to 6 applicants.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 119 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in January 2018. And authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Hersh's Tavern, Inc., DBA Ethos, Springfield Pub, Inc., DBA The Dublin Pub, Taco Stance, LLC, DBA Jimbo's Barbecue and Brew, Pasabre, Inc., DBA Trattoria Zaza, Alfredo Serna, DBA Dos Amigos Dos, or two, Stephanie Lillig, DBA Pioneer Smokehouse and Saloon.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. License renewals and non-renewals, second motion.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff is also recommending that the board renew the licenses of retail truck stops, veteran and paternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in December of 2016 and January 2017. And our compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act, the board rules. Staff further recommends that the board authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial, non-renewal of the 14 locations. May I point out that I wanted to reiterate it's December 2016 and January 2017.
Is there a motion?
Yes, there is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail establishments, truck stop establishments, veteran establishments and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in December 2016 and January 2017 and that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the Board's rules, and that the Board authorize the administrator to issue notices of non-renewal to the following: Bootleggers Pizza, Inc., DBA Bootleggers Pizza, Pork Chop, Glenwood LLC, DBA Pork Chop, Reg Ventures, Inc., DBA Maggie O'Neill Public House, M&L Gaming of Mithlonia, Inc., DBA Gamers Saloon, Alwyn's Place LLC, DBA The Cooler, Frost Snow LLC, DBA Pit Row Sports Bar and Grill, C&D Silver Dollar Lounge, Inc., DBA C&D Silver Dollar Lounge, John L. 2, Inc., DBA John L. 2, Cafe Bliss, Inc., DBA Cafe Bliss, Inc., BKH Incorporated, DBA R Bar, Doc's Diner, Inc., DBA Doc's Diner, Rick and Anita's, Inc., DBA Rick and Anita's, Castle Pizza, Inc., DBA Castle Pizza, IBPO Elks of the World, Capital City Lodge, number 1160, DBA Capital City Lodge, 1160.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Request for hearing, request to reapply.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this month we have 11 requests for hearing and 3 requests to reapply. The first hearing request was submitted by the Dev Tree Tavern. The board denied this establishment license to this location in November of 2017 because the establishment failed to identify 2 individuals of P6, including one who was assigned the location lease and held himself out as an owner. The board also considered the location's history of civil lawsuits and active tax liabilities. The location's hearing request fails to state a prima facie case for a hearing, and we therefore recommend that it be denied.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the hearing request submitted by the Dead Tree Tavern, Inc., DBA the Dead Tree Tavern, for failing to represent, for failing to present a prima facie case for hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
I know counsel for this applicant is here. I think this is a very strong staff recommendation. Does counsel such that I don't want to mislead you in presenting you an opportunity to speak as to what you may or may not accomplish, but would you care to address the issue of prima facie case that you think you have presented? If not, we'll... I mean, there, I'll just tell you, our staff feels very strongly that there has been no prima facie case in this and other cases. I think your office has filed several of those, and we can't talk to you guys individually and ex parte wise. This is one opportunity to hear it from your side. But so can you kind of tell us why you think there's a prima facie case in this and possibly others? There may be a question of interpretation disagreement between your office and IGB staff.
Just for the record, William Boga here from the law firm of Fox Rothschild. I wasn't necessarily prepared to speak, so I'm not exactly completely familiar with the file, but is there anything in particular that you wanted me to address?
No. What, in your view, what constitutes a prima facie case under the rules of the Illinois Gaming Board?
Well, some of that's unknown because there's a pending rule to define prima facie case.
There's a what?
You guys have a pending rule to define prima facie
yes,
case.
Yes, we do.
Which has not been approved.
But I mean, but assuming the the current rule, under the current rules.
There are no current rules for prima facie case. That's the glitch. There's no definition that's ever been.
Well, the current practice, all right.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a legal rule, but under what's proposed, and if it ever becomes law, for a prima facie case, basically if anyone presents, I believe what it said, I know Caleb read it last time we were here, if anyone gives an assertion of a fact that is different than what the board has, they don't have to prove it's true, but they can assert facts that if at a trial or a hearing would be proved one day, then I believe that's the proposed definition of a prima facie case. You don't have to prove your facts are right. You just say facts that if they're proved to be true, could be right, then you have a prima facie case. So I think that may be the disagreement you're talking about, is whether you have to prove your case and prove your facts are right in your hearing request, or just disagree and set up facts. Given the opportunity, you have the ability to prove. That's the distinction. I believe Caleb might know better. I know he was working with crafting that proposed rule, which I haven't looked at since then.
Okay.
So that may be a disagreement.
Okay.
Hopefully that clarifies our position.
Well, it does. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bogat.
Appreciate it.
All right. A motion has been made. It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Lorenzini.
Next, we have a number of requests, including a request from Section 5B1 of the RGA. They were submitted by five locations. The board denied these establishments in the November 2017 meeting because the common owner of the locations failed to disclose political contributions on his application as required. Because of the request failed to state presentation case, staff recommends that each of these requests be denied.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for hearing submitted by Genance Inc., DBA Angelo's O'Leary's, Craignator Inc., DBA Pioneer Tap, Shortstop, Forest Park LLC, DBA Shortstop, Craignator Inc., DBA Carol's Next Best Thing, and 7300 Circle Inc., DBA Circle End, for failing to present a prima facie case for hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
Again, if council wishes to speak, you have an opportunity to do so. If not, I'll call the question. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next four requests were submitted by locations whose renewal applications were denied by the board in November for having histories of active tax liabilities. The hearing requests do not rebut any allegations in the board's complaints, nor do they introduce any new material information to the board to consider. As such, staff recommends that the hearing requests be denied.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for a hearing submitted by the following: Shotzi Sports Bar and Grill, Inc., DBA Shotzi's Bar and Grill, Jacks Are Better, Inc., DBA Jacks Are Better, Reprice Corp., DBA Nicolino's Trackside, and Gaggle Dining Corporation, DBA Longshan's Pub, since each request fails to establish a prima facie case for hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The last hearing request is from the Uptown Salon. At the last meeting, the board denied the Uptown's renewal application because it had a history of activity. Like the other hearing request we discussed, the request here fails to state a prima facie case for a hearing. But it also was not submitted on time, and therefore it does not comply with Rule 615. Accordingly, we recommend that the request be denied.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for hearing submitted by Sheila R. Snyder, DBA, the Uptown Salon, for failing to present a prima facie case for a hearing and failing to comply with the requirements of Rule 615.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Request to reapply.
The next two items are requests to reapply. The first request to reapply is from Millie's Tavern. And in April of 2017, the board denied this an establishment license to this location because the owner's longtime boyfriend and landlord had a prior gambling conviction and held himself out as a location owner. The request fails to address the basis for the board's denial, and consequently, staff recommends that it be denied.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, there is. Based on the information provided in its request to reapply, I move that the board deny the request by Julia L. Reeves, DBA, Ed's and Millie's Tavern, to reapply for an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
The second and final request to reapply is from Mariah's Restaurant in September of last year. The board denied a renewal application submitted by Mariah's Restaurant and later denied the location's pro se request for a hearing because the request wasn't verified. Subsequently, the location obtained counsel who submitted a request that both complies with the rules and rebuts material allegations in the board's notice of denial, and therefore staff recommends that the board grant this request to reapply.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant Murad Restaurant LLC, DBA Mariah's Restaurant, leave to reapply for a retail establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff next recommends that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Moonbeam Saloon. This business is closed and the owner cannot be reached. Additionally, the location has a long history of active tax liabilities, including a current active tax liability from March of last year.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the location license of Moonbeam Saloon, Inc., DBA Moonbeam Saloon. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff next recommends that the board revoke the establishment license of Ren and Det Skis, DBA Is As. This location was licensed in June of 2017 and almost immediately afterwards started being delivered on its obligations to the state. The location has an active tax liability for nearly the entire time between July 2016 and February 2017, as well as July 2017 through now.
Is there a motion to revoke?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the location license of Randett Spees, DBA Is As. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Failure to prevent underage access to VGTs.
This recommendation stems from underage compliance investigations conducted by the board in November and December of last year. During these underage compliance checks, the board identified 12 establishments that failed to prevent underage access to video gaming terminals. Staff therefore recommends that the board assess a $5,000 fine to each of these locations.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment licenses of the following 12 licensees: Road Ranger LLC, DBA Road Ranger, 121006439, SDF, Inc., DBA Giovanni's of Rockford, Hoffman House of East Rockford, Inc., DBA Hoffman House, 120702343, First Rockford of Hospitality Corp., DBA Rockford Conference, Rockford Parlors, Inc., DBA Miss Jill's, 130702241, Northern Illinois Video Gaming, LLC, DBA Slots of Fun, 130703684, David Salah, DBA David's Corner, Hai Quyen Vietnamese Restaurant, Inc., DBA Hai Quyen Vietnamese Restaurant, Pao Gas and Food, Inc., DBA Pao Gas and Food, Latham Tap, Inc., DBA Latham West Bar and Grill, 120701990, Downtown Rockford Restaurant, LLC, DBA District Bar and Grill, Mingirl Hall, Inc., DBA Rockabago Hall, for permitting persons under the age of 21 to access, use, or play video gaming terminals. Said action to take effect 21 days from the dates of service of the complaints, unless the establishments pay a fine of $5,000 or properly file answers within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
You voted?
Yes.
Yes.
The motion carries unanimously. And I don't know if there are any board agents here who participated in this these operations, but I know they're very time-consuming, but they're very important, and we really appreciate your extra efforts in that regard. Mr. Lorenzini?
Staff further recommends that the board issue disciplinary complaints against two other locations, FP Barrelhead LTD and Latham Tap. This is related to the earlier Latham Tap, but a different one under different licensing name. The board's agents identified these two locations as also having allowed underage individuals to access the games. With these locations, however, staff further recommends that the board assess a $6,000 fine instead of a $5,000 fine because this would include a $1,000 fine for failing to cooperate with our board agents.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment, retail establishment licenses of FP Barrelhead, LTD DBA The Barrelhead, and Latham Tap, Inc., DBA Latham Tap, 120-702-149, for permitting persons under the age of 21 to access, use, or play video game terminals, and for failing to cooperate with the board's agents. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the dates of service of the complaint, unless the date establishments each pay a fine of $6,000 or properly file an answer within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Failure to disclose owner and/or PSIC misleading board investigators.
Staff does recommend the board revoke the establishment license of Usoff Inc. doing business as Stadium Lounge for allowing the convicted felon to manage the location for 3 years and making false statements to the board about this individual's role in the business.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, there is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Usoff Inc. DBA Stadium Lounge. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Next, staff recommends that the board revoke the license of Famous City Billiards for failing to disclose an individual who invested $50,000 into the business and receives 30% of the operating profits. This individual is both a silent owner and a person of significant interest and control of the licensee and should have been disclosed.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Paradis and Smith LLC, DBA Famous City Billiards. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff is also recommending that the board revoke the establishment license of Showplace Cinemas for failing to disclose a person with significant interest and control of the licensee. Moreover, this location further, refused to disclose a person because it was aware that the individual was a convicted felon.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Paul Sailor Enterprises, Inc., DBA Showplace Cinemas. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Staff next recommends the board revoke the retail establishment licenses of the Rantoul Pub and the Shooter's Bar and Grill for failing to inform the board of the involvement in the business of an individual with a disqualifying criminal history. The undisclosed person previously owned two locations that surrendered their licenses after the board learned of his felony convictions.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board to issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment licenses of Tipsy Enterprises, Inc., DBA The Rantoul Pub, and Tipsy Enterprises, Inc., DBA The Shooter's Bar and Grill for not disclosing an owner or person with significant influence over the establishments with a disqualifying criminal background. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
For similar reasons, staff recommends that the board revoke the retail establishment licenses of, forgive me for butchering this pronunciation, but Zezna Islamowski and Lavrina Islamowski, doing business as the Garden Restaurant. Also, the Garden Family Restaurant, LLP, DBA, the Garden Family Restaurant, and Islamowski and Family LLC DBA Lacy's Place for not disclosing an owner and a person of significant interest in control. Additionally, the locations, part owner of the locations in the PSIC were not cooperative with our investigations and made false statements to our agents.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board to issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment licenses of Zejna Islamowski and La Dream Islamowski DBA The Garden Restaurant, The Garden Family Restaurant LLP DBA The Garden Family Restaurant, and Islamowski and Family LLC DBA Lacy's Place. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we next recommend that the board revoke the establishment license of Shars Armanetti Fine Wine and Spirits for attempting to mislead the board's investigators about its involvement in a terminal operator application.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Quicks One Convenience Store, Inc., DBA Shars Armanetti Fine Wine and Spirit. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of the service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Improper VGT play.
Lastly, we recommend that the board consider issuing disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment license of Burrito Mex, where the owner was caught playing VGTs in his business and then lied to the about both being the owner and playing his own machine.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Burrito Mex, Inc., DBA Burrito Mex, due to the owner playing VGTs located in his establishment and not cooperating with the board's investigators. This action to take effect 21 days from the date of service unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Settlements.
Staff's next recommendation to the board is that the board grant the administrator authority to enter into settlement agreements with and dismiss complaints filed against four locations, since each of these establishments provided information subsequent to the complaints being filed that cause or merit settlement of the cases.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, as well as information provided in the filed answers, I've moved to delegate to the administrator the authority to enter into settlement agreements with and to administratively dismiss the complaints against the following licensees or to provide the settlement agreements to the administrative law judge for disposition. Nancy L. DeBruis, DBA Steve and Nancy's Boardwalk Tap, DCV 17-36 and DC-V-1755. Westville Hometown Parlor LTD, DBA Westville Hometown Parlor LTD, DC-V-17-221. Club 30 LLC, DBA Jad's Bar, DC-V-17-121. Desperado Bar and Grill LLC, DBA Desperado Bar and Grill LLC, DC-V-17-123.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, are there any other matters for this meeting? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.